It's the Brouhaha Podcast.
It is time for the Thursday Drive Brouhaha. Today it's all about the Battle of the Brews coming up this Saturday at the fairgrounds. And joining us is the Battle of the Brews co-chair, Richard Machinik. And Ben Kerstetter is the incoming president of the 2030 Club of Santa Rosa, and they are the ones that put this on, and it's the 27th annual, 27 years.
Yeah, it's been quite the adventure putting on the event.
Oh, you're on the wrong mic, but no, stay there. There you go.
No, it's been quite the adventure putting on the event for so long. It started as such a small thing, too,
right.
You know, 27 years ago, I remember reading about this or hearing from one of the other guys in the club, and we thought we could put a beer festival on, and guys were running around to bars selling beer tickets for $20 back then in the day, and we had, you know, Guy Fieri there supporting us with his food, and I think we only had, you know, like 20 breweries at that time or something like that from the local distributors.
Right.
But
it's huge,
it's grown
now.
It's huge these days.
27 years. It's the active 2030 Club of Santa Rosa's Battle of the Brews again this Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m. at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. You buy a ticket, and it includes all the food you can eat, all the beer you can drink responsibly, live music, raffles, games, and a whole lot more. Guys, welcome, and it's great to talk about this as we do every year.
Hey, thanks for having us, Steve.
Hey, it's our pleasure. It's always been a 2030 Club thing. That's how it started.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you're incoming president, Ben, of the 2030 Club of Santa Rosa.
Yes, that is correct. So I'm the president-elect of our Club 50, which is the Santa Rosa Active 2030 chapter.
And there's 2030 chapters all over the country. Right? And 7 in Sonoma County?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. And as I told you out in the green room years ago, I tried to start the Active 60-70 Club, and nobody called me back. I think they were napping. But talk about the 2030 Club, especially the Santa Rosa one. You guys do a lot of fundraising events.
So what we do for the fundraising and where the funds go to is it's all for underprivileged youth in Sonoma County. So we've been able to raise over $2.5 million from this event alone over the years, and been able to be involved in local groups like the Boys and Girls Club, CHOPS Teen Club, the Windsor Education Foundation, basically young entrepreneurs and hopefully future leaders trying to support the young ones.
It's a great organization, and we've had you guys on the air pretty much 16 years, and it's good to have you back. What else is going on with the Battle of the Brews? I mentioned live music, raffles, games, and a lot more. Who's the live music?
So we got two local bands playing. This year it's going to be Painted Waves and Voodoo Vultures playing.
Yeah,
and
Voodoo Vultures, they're great.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah. And then we also have a local DJ, Rob Cervantes, is going to be DJing.
Rob's a Drive Hall of Famer, good friend.
Exactly. We knew that. And then we're going to have some local celebrities, local influencers, also walking around, so keep your eyes open for them.
She made it through the traffic. She is truly international, as I always say. She's my most international friend. Herlinda's back with us. Give me your take on the Battle of the Brews. This is the 27th annual. It's
amazing. I've been
amazing.
Going since you guys had your first one. I mean, that might be dating myself a little bit. I may be joining Steve's club here pretty soon.
Hey, it's not about the year, it's about the mileage.
Yeah, but I mean, I have so many friends who helped start this, actually, you know, like Mike Az and Tom Jackson and Don Mills, you know, those guys. So I know Don Mills is going to be there doing some video and stuff. And
the
so
local
it's,
legends.
Yeah. It's fun because you think of like beer festivals and beer events as like, oh, you know, like the youngsters or something. But no, it's the Battle of the Brews is a mix of ages, and it's kind of like old home week, as you know, you would call it. You see people you haven't seen in a long time. I'm going to be judging again. I think this is my 11th time judging, which I'm pretty proud to do. I got some more women judging over the years, and I've got a few more who are going to be judging tomorrow morning. I'll be drinking beer tomorrow morning. What else is new? So,
well, that's daily for you.
Pretty much. Actually, you'd be surprised. Actually, I have so much booze at home, but I never drink at home alone. So I guess that's a good sign. That's a good sign. But I've got some friends coming to the festival. So every year, there's so many great breweries. It's not just local breweries. There's also some great food, and every year the food changes up a little bit. I heard that you guys moved the barbecue around a little bit, the way that you guys are doing it. Looks like we will get all the rain out of the way.
Hey, don't
today.
Jinx us now.
No, yeah. Saturday should be fine.
Yeah, Saturday's supposed to be good. I mean, I was a VIP hostess back in the day with my
you
friend
still are.
Angela Young. Back when, I saw, well, Wonder Bread 5, of course, used to play a lot. Mm-hmm. I remember when the guys who did Digital Underground. Mm-hmm. I remember when they played. That was a big deal.
Yep.
You guys had like a boxing ring kind of style.
That
VIP
was the last
area.
Year we ever did a large scale band like that.
Yeah. we had to scale it back after that year.
You guys talk about the food. Who are some of the food vendors?
So we've got a bunch of local barbecues. One that I want to point out is War Pigs Barbecue.
Yummy.
Been very, very supportive of us over the years. Actually, a real close friend of mine as well, Larry. And one of the other barbecuers had to drop out, so he's actually bringing in a second smoker this year and doubling up. He's cooking about 400 to 500 pounds of meat, just War Pigs Barbecue. So,
again, it's this Saturday, 1 to 5 p.m., Sonoma County Fairgrounds. Raffles, games, how does that roll out?
We've got a big raffle station in the middle where there's going to be lots of we've had signs donated. We've had trips donated. We have cruises, Giants tickets, nice. Warriors tickets, and all the money goes to kids. So you can feel good about getting a nice prize and know that your money's going to a good place.
You guys have been doing, like, the shopping sprees for kids for back to school. I mean, I always say beer can bring world peace. I mean, there's so many great things that have been done with beer, like both fires, Sonoma County fires, the Maui fires, Ukraine, all kinds of things that beers raised money for. So I always thought, well, of course, before I was even doing this, I thought this was a great idea. Mm-hmm. But tell us about like the shopping sprees and some of the other things that you guys do. Like that's a back to school thing that usually like happens like in August, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. So we do a back to school children's shopping spree in August where we take, you know, a few hundred kids back to school shopping.
How fun is that?
It's a ton of fun,
How
honestly.
How heartwarming is that?
So
it's
great.
Really yeah. great. Yeah, the kids seem to really enjoy the experience. They get to, you know, pick some of their own clothes for the upcoming school year and all those things. They can get a haircut if they want to.
So these are underprivileged kids, right?
It is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Exactly. For the local community here in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County.
Any kid in need, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to apply and they need school supplies, I mean, we're not one to judge, and we'll take them.
Yeah.
Bring them.
You can go to battleofthebrews.com and get your tickets. Again, it's at the fairgrounds this Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. And it's amazing. All the food you can eat, all the beer you can drink responsibly, live music, raffles, games, and a lot more. And it all benefits the kids. And it's 27 years they've been doing this.
They brought some beer, thank goodness, because they handed me one as soon as I sat down. You guys are my people.
It's so the first
Old Possum,
we try.
Sandro is one of Steve Jackson's people, Italian. The Garibaldi IPA, which is my favorite Old Possum beer, this and the Nitro Stout that he does as well. The Garibaldi IPA is so good. This is so fresh. And then we actually had the La Rosita one on with Visit Santa Rosa yesterday, which is... I call it the Mexican lager, but it's not really. It's a Sonoma lager, and they use the Alameda malting group that does all California malt. That's a killer beer. But there's so many brews, and you guys don't just have beer. You guys have cider. I've had hard kombuchas. I've discovered so many new beverages over the years there, and I get new guests every year from the there was actually a CBD drink there one year called Recess. That was one of the best things. I loved that.
I wonder if that was the fire relief beer event when we had a bunch of vendors from all over the place come in.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was like, and so there's non-alcoholic options as well too.
Yep. And you're actually drinking from the glasses that we'll have at the event, so that's the first time we've ever broken them out.
As long as broken's not the operative word. And these people. Okay, if you drop the glass, don't cheer when you drop the glass. Somebody has to clean that up. I actually brought on a picnic the other day two of the metal cups you did a few years ago of Battle of the Brews. And those are great because those last forever.
And they bounce.
Yeah. No broken glass.
It is the Drive Brouhaha on the Wine Country Radio every Thursday. It's brought to you by Russian River Brewing, Home Run Pizza, and Victory House. Our guests today are Richard Michinik, and he's co-chair of Battle of the Brews. Ben Kerstetter is the incoming president for the 2030 Club of Santa Rosa. How long have you guys been involved with the 2030 Club and this the Santa Rosa one?
Well, I'm going on 8 years now.
Ah, you're an old one.
And I'm going on 7 or 8 as well, so we're right around the same time.
Yeah, you got high mileage.
When you turn 30, they boot you out?
When we turn 40.
40. They call it aging out, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I have a lot of girlfriends who are in the Women's 2030 Club as well. Jean Calverly and Sue Bonzel, Tara, Liana.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah, I do a little bit of shout-outs. And then beer's not just for boys either. So but there's a good mixture of people there also. But I wanted to talk to about, like, so are you guys doing a VIP section this year? What's a little bit different this year than you've done in the other years?
So this year we're doing something really different with the barbecue section. It's been a big focus because there are a lot of people that are kind of steering away from drinking or toning it down, and we wanted to add a larger focus on the food. So we doubled the amount of barbecues and brought in some additional fun food vendors as well. It'll be a surprise to see them, but we have a whole parking lot dedicated to food this year.
Along the golf course kind of area there?
The entire parking lot's going to be food.
And I know you guys probably have a contingency plan in case, it, God forbid, it does rain.
Don't say it.
It's not going to rain.
I am not.
You keep trying to curse us over here.
It's going to be fine Saturday, highs in the 60s.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, no, it's always good.
We've actually got branded umbrellas, so it'll be a good marketing opportunity, I think.
Nice.
The 27th annual Battle of the Brews with the 2030 Club of Santa Rosa. This Saturday at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, it's from 1 to 5 p.m., and it's one of the biggest beer events in Sonoma County, and it's, again, 27 years. It's a great event for great causes, and it's a wonderful thing for this community.
I heard you guys actually have been helping the Museum of Sonoma County also with our History of Beer and Hops exhibit coming up, too. So, you know, we're going to be doing a little beer festival our own in the Sculpture Garden on July 20th. But thank you guys for your support with that. And we're going to be handing out some flyers and stuff. After I get done judging, then we're going to be handing out some flyers. And I hear the museum is actually going to have a booth there as well.
Yep.
So you guys are part of the history, really. Not quite as old as Grace Brothers. But talk about the competition. So I'm going to be judging the competition in the morning while you guys are getting all set up. I know it's a BJCP sanctioned, which is actually one of the judging, you know, statutes or Cicerone and BJCP, and the one that I did at Sonoma State, the Craft Beer Appreciation Program certification as well. But talk about what do they get in the when they win the competition and the categories, et cetera.
So aside from the recognition in the community, it's a lot of bragging rights for these breweries to win this, even if it's between each other. We also not only have a beer judging competition, it's BGC certified, like you were saying, we also have a food aspect too. So we're doing that with the barbecues, and I keep going back to barbecues. I think I'm just hungry, but
well, we like barbecue.
Yeah.
And you brought some wings too. I
brought some
there.
Wings, from Old Possum. Their kitchen's now taken over by Flagship. So
yes.
These are delicious. I'm sure you guys have tried them before, but
we had him in when they announced that Flagship was going to take over their food program, but I guess they did bring us some wings. They brought us a bunch of food that day.
Good.
Yeah, it was pretty killer.
Yeah, they're doing a great job over there, right down the street. So
I'm, I won't tell you which category I'm judging. I already know, because I'm doing the show. Mm-hmm. But but there's, you know, you have everything from stouts and West Coast IPAs and IPAs. And we have I got Jay Brooks in judging, and some really famous judges are going to be there, as well as some women. There's quite a diverse group of judges, which is really neat. They're not just Sonoma County, but a lot of them are. But when they get everybody up on stage announcing, I mean, it's a big deal. And there's also a people's choice, not just us judges that are trained. There's also a people's choice, which I think in some ways is actually even more. You know, I remember
people's choice.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
They're gonna be the ultimate say.
Yeah, Old Kaz has won the last few years. I remember when 101 North had their heroin IPA win a few times.
Yep.
Yeah. So how many breweries are in the competition this year? Do you know?
Oh, I think you know, out of the breweries that are actually going to be in attendance, I think something around 25 or 30 of the breweries have actually entered the competition. Mm-hmm. And we have, how many awards are we doing? How many categories?
13 this year. And we have been known to add categories as people bring different beers that they want to enter because, you know, they've got a lot of exquisite microbreweries here that are making exclusive stuff for this event as along. So we have added some categories along the way.
Yeah. Right on. So, okay, and then there's a barbecue competition.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So a couple of the categories are going to be best chicken, best ribs, best tri-tip. We have ordered over 2,000 pounds of meat because we do supply the meat to the barbecue people. So
that's really nice.
Here, cook it. And people's choice, of course. And that's always the most coveted award.
I had a Jamaican. Oh, yeah. Big time. There was a truck doing like Jamaican jerk barbecue. Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was so good.
They'll be back.
Yeah, and that was amazing with IPA. It actually would go really well with the Scaribaldi right now.
So. I think the first year they came, they got best chicken, and I have seen them post with that award multiple times since then.
As they should,
yes.
Because this is a big deal. There's a lot of people there. How many people do you expect at the event this year? In attendance, I should say.
Oof. I mean, there should be well over 1,000 attendees.
Still tickets left?
There are still tickets left, but they're selling quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, no, that's... I mean, you guys have been, like, you know, the only times you guys didn't do this was just during COVID, right?
Yeah, and we're running a last call promotion right now for 10% off. So if you go to our Instagram at Battle of the Brews or our website, battleofthebrews.com, you can get a promo code and you get it 10% off.
Are you doing anything with like Uber or Lyft or anybody this year? I know you have in the past.
We've tried to partner with them. They've never really been open to it. I think they charge more, actually. Yeah. So they do line up.
Do.
Yeah, I think they turn it to prime time just because of this event, but they do line up and they're all ready to go.
Yeah. Get a ride, take the train.
That's the bottom line, folks. Remember, enjoy your beer responsibly. Get a driver or use the Uber or Lyft or whatever. Do not go to this event, drink a bunch of beer, and drive.
Yeah, and don't think that you're going to be, I'm just going to have a couple, because there's so many, and it's so much fun that you end up having, like, you just kind of get immersed in how exciting it is and how much fun it is, and people are cheering for the breweries, they're dancing with the bands, and, I mean, I get out there and dance, you know, old Kaz has their guys jumping on top of wine barrels and, like, you know, when they've won. And it's
yeah.
Actually even when they haven't won.
Yeah.
But, no, this is actually probably the most fun beer event besides when we had the Rate Beer Festival back in the day. That was a good one, too. But this one is pure, pure fun. And,
it is, again, this Saturday the 6th at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, 1 to 5 p.m. And it's amazing because your ticket includes all-you-can-eat food, all you can drink beer, responsibly, of course, mm-hmm. live music, raffles, games, and a whole lot more. It's 27 years, the 2030 Club of Santa Rosa has been doing this. And it is the Battle of the Brews. Go to battleofthebrews.com.
I've been judging it, I think, 11 years. I'm pretty sure that could be in my mind. You know, I was a VIP hostess for a long time as well.
I'm not sure how long the competition itself has been going on. Maybe shortly before that, but I've always been curious, and this is something that I've never done. What's it like to judge a beer competition?
It's really nice judging this right in my own backyard. So, you know, going places that are freezing, like England and Poland and, Finland's actually not that cold, but because I judge it in the summertime, but... judging in my own backyard is really great. I do judge the California Craft Beer Cup. That's, you know, that's another really big one as well. But judging it right here in Sonoma County is great. It's completely blind judging, so we have no idea whose beer it is. We know what style it's supposed to be. And, like, so whether it's a Pilsner or if it's supposed to be an Irish Dry Stout or a West Coast IPA or an New England IPA, which, you know, otherwise known as a hazy, it has to be in style. It could be a great beer, but if it's not to the color, the bitterness, the style that it's supposed to be, then we kind of sometimes have to disqualify it. But, you know, so make sure when you're entering your beers that they are the right style. We're looking for flaws. So diacetyl, which kind of smells like buttered popcorn or butterscotch. That's an easy one, you know, to check. Mere Captain, which kind of smells like cat pee, which I like in my New Zealand Sauvignon Blancs. So you really don't necessarily want it in a beer unless it's got like some New Zealand hops. But then I like that as well. You're looking for aroma. You're looking for mouthfeel, flavor, and also the appearance is if it's supposed to be a dark opaque beer, you know, can't see through it, you know, all those kind of things are, you know, supposed to be red, you know, or we're looking for the head on it, you know, if it's supposed to have a beige, creamy, long lasting head, if it's really flat or something, then there's all kinds of things that go with this, but we don't make that up. We don't go, oh, this is great, oh, or that I don't like this style. There's actually guidelines. So there's BJCP. So this is a BJCP-sanctioned competition. And other ones go by the Brewers Guild out of Colorado. And most of the competitions around the world do that, the Brewers Association. But those style guidelines are set by experts. Mm-hmm. And we have to follow what those guidelines say. So then, you know, we write that down. We do the points. And then sometimes, depending on the competition, then like say there's like four of us at a table judging that style, then we compare notes and we all need to be within, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6 points of each other, and then you have to agree. You also have to be agreeable with people. You can't be an arguer and be a beer judge. You want to be flexible. You want to have a really good nose and palate. It's harder to judge styles without that, so make sure that you haven't, you know, eaten a bunch of chilies or something before you come to judge and stuff like that. So, like, don't go get a big breakfast burrito before you judge. So luckily you guys give us cream cheese and bagels. That works. That's
very
easy.
Neutral. Yep.
Yeah. So it's pretty exciting, and I love judging all over the world, but nothing beats judging in my own backyard and sleeping in my own bed later. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
And sleeping well after that.
Being able to Uber home.
Yeah, and seeing all my friends at the festival afterwards. It's really great.
The Battle of the Brews. They've been doing it 27 years. The 2030 Club of Santa Rosa. Again, it is this Saturday, 1 to 5 at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. All the food you can eat. All the beer you can drink responsibly, live music, raffles, games, and a lot more. And again, 1 to 5 at the fairgrounds this Saturday. Go to battleofthebrews.com. You can get tickets there. And obviously, if you go to the fairgrounds, you can get tickets on Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah. How much are the tickets?
Tickets are $95 and includes everything that Steve just said.
Yeah.
Food, all the beer you can food, all the food.
Drink.
There's raffle prizes. There's
a little
two
souvenir
bands.
Cup that you're drinking out of right now. The first look.
Yeah, no, this is really great. So, and then great beers. And actually, what another great thing, you guys have been around so long that a lot of times you'll meet, the brewers will actually be there, either pouring or tasting each other's beers. Like, you meet the guys from Old Kaz there. And, you know, they're super fun. And that tells you, like, that this is still, like, a revered event.
It's very revered. We've had a lot of the breweries actually get their start there from winning, like Crooked Goat, one of them, where they were very, very small. And one of their first kind of show debuts was at Battle of the Brews.
I remember that.
And
yeah.
They got very popular from there.
The 27th annual Battle of the Brews, put on by the 2030 Club of Santa Rosa. It's this Saturday, 1 to 5, Sonoma County Fairgrounds. A great event. You can go to battleofthebrews.com, get tickets in advance. Or you can pull up to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds Saturday and get them. For 27 years, they've been doing it. Richard Machinik and Ben Kerstetter from the Santa Rosa 2030 Club. Thank you guys for coming in.